Nam mô Bụt Haya. Nam mô Dharmaya. Nam mô Sanghaya. Nam mô Guruye. Nam mô Bụt Haya. Nam mô Dharmaya. Nam mô Sanghaya. Nam mô Guruye. Nam mô Bụt Haya. Nam mô Dharmaya. Nam mô
Savoy, you, Mm-hmm.
Namo la ye jadalu dhani jen je jivam da dami ye jen ham dhan jawa kunje dhan ha jizam tam je je du da je je ten du ho kunje du jen je su nien da ho tam je bang be je ben be je ne jen se bang gu tam je lo jan se lo ma ju lo na ma je da dhani be zim je da ma je je den tu jo lo na me ba yang da ba zu be zang je je ku ba rin bo jen je ne jen du ba jo de hen du par je be je du tam be je rin bo jen se hen ne be gu rong jen ju je zim je zi he zim be gu ne zim pa lo ye ju
Please pay attention to listen to the precious Holy Buddha Dharma within the motivation called the Bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. That is, however, I have attained the supreme, perfect, and complete enlightenment or the Buddhahood for the purpose or the benefits of all dear mother sentient beings as well as space.
Rayang Tring, Mazu Penda Shibegi, Nishushi, Sagadawa, Dawadi Nanglaya, Tumbachum Mendegi, Pudam Bezeba, Sangye Bezeba, Kunyang Lebe, Zeba Zeo Bainza, Dawachum Nigi Dawadi, and Namba Sangye Benani, Sigur Shio Bata, Tumbasangye Mendegi. Any Gadin Chitin, any Shuyeda, Susu Tosaya, the Jiba Changi, any Dawa Chibar Chinji, Chadi.
Yes, this month in Tibetan lunar calendar, we call the April. Today, in Tibetan calendar, today the 24th. This month is a very special month of the Buddha Shakyamuni. Shakyamuni Buddha has born in this month. He has attained the supreme, complete, and the highest enlightenment for the benefits of all the dear sentient beings like us in this month. And at the end, when around he was 81 years old, at the end he was passing away, or what we call the Parinirvana of the Shakyamuni Buddha, he was passed in the Kushalnagar. Therefore, this month is a very auspicious month for us to remember the very gratitude and the kindful deeds of the Shakyamuni Buddha. In this month, we have to purify our negativities, we have to collect accumulated more merits to attend the enlightenment like the Shakyamuni Buddha.
Then, no, Tenpa Chunmen de Tambu Chanchu Chudu Tukye Wadi Nyema Shubha Na Shin Shira Anre Shinda Nyewe Shinda Kendu Chungbe Se Tambu Chanchu Chudu Tukye Wadi An Tekya Ma Se Ya Tenpa Chunmen de Kap Shin Gebo We Dendu Chungbe Se Ya Chik Semchen Nam La Ya An Kowa Dike Jin Jinba Tang An Semchen de Degu Yedu Choba Jumne Tenpa Chunmen de Rani Tambu Chanchu Chudu Tukye Wadi
when he was very ordinary human beings, he was generated the body mind or the bodhicitta, altruistic intentions, when he was pulling the cord in the hell realm, the state of various suffering, determined suffering, where there was the suffering of the hot temperature, the suffering of the cold temperature, and then he supported the other weak his partner, and from then he also generated for all of those poor sentient beings, and he generated the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. And since then, he again and again generated that bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. And once occasion, when he was born in the king called the Gyabowardhan, that king, when he was king, then he also generated the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention. By that motivation, by that intention, he benefits a lot of sentient beings. He practiced the generosity to give those his materials, foods, clothes, and so on to other sentient beings. He practiced those the perfections. He purified his negativities, and he accumulated the two types of merits, the merit of wisdom and the two collections, the collections of the merit and the collections of the of wisdom. Through that, he attained the highest enlightenment. He also offered to the other Buddhas, what we call in Tibetan Buddha Marmenzi, Buddha Rinchen Sup, and so on. However, he practiced those perfections. Tendo sona za, eni taro tenpa chunme da rangi, eni wangmen tokyo kobe shingam na, eni rangi san keba yinba re. At the end, the Shakyamuni Buddha was attained the supreme enlightenment in the few land called the Aknista or the Omito Bukovishin. He attained the full enlightenment there in that land. Yeah, did you see the Namola? Any Tomasuman de Rani, she Jagar Doji den Laya? Any Mombazobe, any Sangebe, and did you see the Namu de Yore? So some sentient beings or the disciples of the Shakyamuni Buddha, we accept that the Shakyamuni Buddha was attained the highest enlightenment in the Bodh Gaya, where we love very much, all the Buddhist people love very much the Bodh Gaya, respect very much, and many persons, they practice the Dharma in that holy or the sacred place. In short, the Shakyamuni Buddha has generated the bodhicitta or the altruistic intention, and then he accumulated all merits, he purified all those obscurations, and at the end, he became a very highest enlightened being. Ani ngaran so yang ani cik tempat cuman degi ani kuce gore ani tempat cuman degi semua siapa mara degi ni tempat cuman degi sum ani nampak sangat berci cini cik juga ani cie ni degi cik gore tempat so yang ngaran so yang macam mana ani tempat sangat cuman degi jawa mumbar jawa sangat gore tempat so yang ngaran so sangat berciapa lah tempat cuman degi sihir nampak macam ini tambo sesi cik rendu lah ya sem sambo cuci cik lemin ni kita cik. Semjian cikla mebe ninji jimene kedap si, semjian cikla mebe chamba jimene kedap si. Dine semjian jang, dong gom jang, rangi, jang, ni parma, dine kandye jingle ya, ninji da chamba jimbo, ene kedap si, dela dine, ene rang zi gyula ya, chanju wisem, ene kebe tabla ya, baya gugu yo bari. We also watching again and again to the Shakyamuni Buddha's statues, and also our spiritual master and gurus, how they are holy beings, the great masters. And unfortunately, Buddha Shakyamuni was not at present, but the other spiritual masters, where we listen the Dharma from them, because we have to attend. To attend our future Buddhahood, our future goal, our future Dharmakaya, our future Nirmanakaya, we have to attend those ultimate goal. In order to attend that ultimate goal, however, whenever we generated and born the a little compassion to the insect, to the other sentient beings, we have to cherish it. Whatever we have born the loving kindness thought, or the mental factor, we have to cherish it. through that, we have to practice to those the close friends, our objects of close friends, natural beings, and our what we call our enemy. We have to focus on them and try to generate cultivating the motivation, good motivations, the compassion and the loving kindness towards them. And through them, that practice, we have to generate the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. What called the in order to attain the enlightenment for the benefits of all sentient beings. Then we have to practice those the practice as the Shakyamuni Buddha has done. We have to offer to those holy objects like the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and also practice the generosities, six perfections towards the field of those all sentient beings. Through that, we have to purify our negativities, obscurations. We have to accumulate those merits and wisdom, and then through that, we also have to attain the supreme perfect, complete enlightenment or the Buddhahood. Shakyamuni Buddha, when he attained the enlightenment, he transformed his ordinary body to the very pure, perfect body. His body, which has the quality of the 32 auspicious signs or the minor marks, and the 80 exemplary features, what he obtained. Then he also has obtained those 60 qualities of his speech, and his heart, his very great heart, his knowledge of the mentality, and also the great compassion of him. Then he also carrying all those dear sentient beings, as when he beginning, he generated for the both sentient beings, when he attained the enlightenment, he always carrying us. In short, the Shakyamuni Buddha, his body is like the if there is a very big mountain, when the sun goes down, sunrise down, sunset down, and then there's the power of the sun. Sometimes there's very golden color. When it adorns that mountain looks more glowy, more fantastic, more nice, like that Shakyamuni Buddha adorned with those qualities and then robes and then his golden color, his very magnificent great being. Also his eyes like the very clear autumn sky, how wonderful those stars in the clear autumn sky, like that Shakyamuni Buddha's eyes are very starring. Wonderful, and his lips, very beautiful lips. And also, I cannot express those of his whole qualities. And in his hand, there is a sign of the wheel, and his feet, they're also a sign of the wheel. Wherever he moves or feet on the earth, it becomes a blessed by himself. And also the Shakyamuni Buddha's speech is very great speech. How many sentient beings ask the questions to him? He can fulfill them in one of his answer or speech. Tenpa sangye chunme de rani kiya, senya sambo sumju sanye da, peche sambo gechu den yore, sunya yala tukju da den yore, ene tukye ma kenbe, ene sheche chiye yomare, tukye sangma kengo le, tenpa chunme de ki, ene semje tamje la, puchik batar semje tamje la, ene sewa nirin mebare, ene tenpa chunme de ki, chinle toba meba, chinle gumi cheba, ene chinle beme hundi dube, ene toho zewa semje tamje la. So the his speech can fulfill all the sentient beings. Therefore, in the beginning of the Lamrim teachings, the great scholar Tsongkhapa pay homage to the Shakyamuni Buddha, to his body, his speech, his mind, So I also do like to pay homage to Shikyamuni's Buddha, speech and mind, and I wish to attend that very perfect Bodhi speech and mind. And Shikyamuni Buddha understands all of those objects, knowledge, as small bitter fruit. When we keep on in our palm, we can see it. We can see very clear. Like that example, Shikyamuni Buddha understand all of those knowledge. And he also has a very great compassion thought to all of us. He always dear and care to us. Therefore, those are the brief qualities of the Buddha Shakyamuni. Last time, I remember that you have already listened that how to listen to the Dharma, how to listen the stage of the path to enlightenment. Those be visualized, those three abandonment and the six recognitions. So when you listen to the Dharma, be visualize those be respect to the teachings and be respect to the person who taught the Dharma, and also the be visualize those the benefits of listening to the Dharma. If you visualize the benefit of listening to the Dharma, then it's very easy to listen to the Dharma. It's interesting to listen to the Dharma or the teachings, in general the teachings of the Shikyamuni Buddhas, and in particular the teachings of the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, which was the commentary by the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa. Therefore, as the great scholar Tsongkhapa expressed in his experience songs, that even you listen to these short teachings, you can receive those benefits of the listening to Dharma. And from my side, I have tried to those qualities of how to talk the Dharma with a compassion thought and so on. After that, in the Lam Rim teaching, there are four main parts of the Lam Rim teachings. The part one, as you have already heard the biography of the Guru Atisha, and second, you also have listened those the three characters and the four greatness of the teachings, the four greatness of the teachings is that the in Tibetan we call the Tenpa Thamje Gyenme Du Dobe Chewa, Sungla Thamje Dhamma Du Chewe Chewa, Gyewe Gomba De La Dunye Be Chewa, Nijue Chenpo Rangwa Su Chewe Chewa Dang, Chewa Shida Denbe, Chenju Lam Gyerimba, Lam Gyerimba Yimba Re. So the lamp for the path to enlightenment, it has a greatness, qualities or the greatness that all the Shikyamuni Buddha's teachings from beginning to the end, whatever he taught to those sentient beings, all of those teachings are not contradictory each other. We have to practice all of those in order to attain our highest enlightenment. For example, like that, if you go to the supermarket, if those person sells the different types of fruit, you can eat all of those food. There's nothing abandoned. So, You can eat the apple, you can eat the banana, you can eat the cherry, you can eat the avocado, and every fruit in that supermarket we can accept, right? We can use those fruits, like that example, all of those teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddhas, we have to listen those, we have to contemplate upon those, we have to meditate on those teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddhas, and also, the teachings of the great scholar called the Lama Tsongkhapa, as we are the part of the Gelug tradition. And then other, now what we call the greatness of the instructions, all of those Shakyamuni Buddha's teachings are in order to practice. Those are instructions to us. Those are advice to us. At the beginning, they advise not to do the negative actions. And at the middle, they advise us to practice and understand those Four Noble Truths. And then we enter our practice to the Mahayana teachings. However, all of those in order to attain the Supreme Highest, our enlightenment. Then through that, we can abandon those negativities. What we have, the fault and mistakes, when we disrespect to the sutra, or when we disrespect to the teachings, statutes, and all of those, we have to abandon those disrespect. In short, we have tried to develop our respect to the teaching, our respect to those the holy beings, from when we understand those greatness of the teachings. If we disrespect to the teaching, then we don't have the realizations of the greatness of the Lamrim teachings. We have to understand that. After that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa taught about how to listen to the Dharma, how to talk the Dharma, how to teach the Dharma, and then what to do at the end, what dedication we should do at the end. So therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa is a very compassionate master, very compassionate being, like a very, very kind mother or a very kind dad. When the children is a very baby time, they give the milk, they feed, they send to school, and then they are sent to the other university of gratitude. However, the good mother and the dad, they take the response of the child when they are child, adult, and so on. Like that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa composed this, the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment for the purpose of us. Then he called that the third part, the fourth part, the what we call the how to lead the students to the enlightenment through the actual teachings in Tibetan. Here I that the Shiva Dambang Loma Jidati Rimbalani, Lamdisawashini Tembesutan Elojidajan Rimbaus. And then the great scholar Tsongkhapa met the part of the fourth part, what called the paths that how to lead those students with the actual instructions. And then he made the two paths. One part it called the how to rely on the guru or the master, that is the root of the path, and then how to train your mind through that. Those what we call the two paths of the how to lead the actual instructions. Here it says how to lead with the actual instructions. It has a two part. One part, how to rely on the teacher. The second part, how the students train their minds after having relied on the teacher. The first, how to rely on the teacher, the root of the path. In this path, the great scholar Tsongkhapa named it the root of the path is the relying on the teacher, guru devotion. In this, we example that if you have a very wonderful tree outside your house, maybe in your garden, if there is a very nice fruit tree, like the mango tree, apricot tree, apple tree, whatever you have tree, so you love it too, because you want to eat the fruit. You can give the fruits to the other people, And then in order to life that fruit tree, and the person should be cherished and careful upon the its root. Its roots is very important for its branch. Its roots is very important for its leaves, the green leaves. And its roots are very important to grow up the nice flower. And then flower, it gives the fruit. And then you can eat that fruit. You can sell that fruit. You can present that fruit to the other persons. So however, the most important parts of that tree is the root. So like that example, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that whatever he will guide us, whatever the great scholar Tsongkhapa will guide us, the small scops, the middling scops, the higher scops, the teachings of the Hinayana, the teachings of the Mahayana, and whatever he lead us, the most important, he said that at the beginning, it's very important that the guru devotion is the root. So, however, the Kandarga Tepochimbe Lamji Zawa, Shinny Denji in Bari, Tender Shinny Denji, the Apena Chashana, Shinlon, the Wishina Shinlon, the energy, Dombo, the Yaga, the Lomala Sova, Tada, Samazawa, Tembanashi, energy, one is a lam. Therefore, the great scroll Tsongkhapa divided into the two parts of that main part, what we call the guru devotion is the root of all path. So it is a two-part. One part that he explained in more detail in order to generate the certain knowledge to us, more detail. And then he explained about, in short, how to maintain and how to meditate that the practice. So in first part, he explained those about, he refers to the other masters and the sutras. One sutra is named Ningbo Nyeba Dubale, Rila Nyeba Khansadi, Shinyan Thamba Denshe Lans, She Dans. It says that someone who has the cause or the potential of the Mahayana teachings, then he has to rely on the guru, master, or the spiritual teacher. This, what we call here, the Tibetan word, we call the Rig, and sometimes we explain it in the Tathagata Garpa, or the essence of the Buddha, nature, and here we explain about the seed of Mahayana. Someone who has the seed of Mahayana, someone who has the seat of the great beings, for example, if the person cannot feel the tolerance when he or she sees the very, very suffering living beings. For example, like I have told you the example of the great beings, Arya Asanga, right? When Arya Asanga has seen the very poor or weak dog, then he cannot tolerance. He generates the authentic compassion to that, so, like that. When we have some seeds of the compassion, that's the seed of the Mahayana teachings or the Mahayana path, then we have to rely upon the Mahayana teachers. or the spiritual masters. And also someone who has the thought of also the renunciations also can be listen to the Mahayana teachings. After that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa refers to the one student of the Kadamba master Potowa. Kadamba master Potowa, his student named Telpo, he's setting the teachings of his master Potowa. In that teachings, he said that the Mengala Thamsu Dibhikoni Shinnen Thamba Midangwa Yims, he said that however, all of instructions, all of advices, if we analyze what is the important at the beginning, what is the most important at the beginning instructions? And he said, Bishop Potowa's student said that at the beginning it's very important the guru devotions. And then at the beginning it's very important, do not give up the guru. Do not abandon to the guru. That's the beginning of the instructions. And then the great scholar Tsongkhapa expressed about that the Shi Chung Water Loma la Gula Yun Den Nachi Jeba the Gun Naji Jiba Yin Che Dele Tam Jeji Junyani Tambi Shinyin Be Toma Te Den Be Su Ke Chetes. Then great scholar Tsongkhapa he expressed that we are the students, someone who are students, whatever the qualities, knowledge generated to the students, that depends on the spiritual masters. Therefore, it's very important to rely on the spiritual master. In the other hand, whatever we reduce, whatever we abandon, even the first mistake, even a very gross mistake, faults, all of those, without the guru, we cannot purify, we cannot cleanse that mistake. It's true. Therefore, the great scholars in Kappa said that at the beginning, it's very important to rely on the guru, and then continue relying on the guru. In this, so we might thought that what those quality we have to generate, what those mistakes we have to abandon or cleanse. So in the as you know, the great stage or the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment, and in this when the great scholars in Kappa taught those teachings, and the students at the beginning, we have a lot of mistakes, full pack of mistakes. Becomes from the beginner's time to tendo zon da ji sera ko an toma me ba ni ji nyomo ba da diba mi ge be chola jang ba yin zong arang zu la ye gun mang bu jori ene ko ye yuan den de me wa yin zang gun se ye da ene yuan den to ba che ba lo ene ge be xin ni lo ene ten go go ri tendo zon da arang zu gu la ya ji xin ni lo ene ma gu ba di en gen ge tang bu yin ba ri an di ne ji ten xuan ye ga mi sen ba da ane ji ban jing ge san ba da te da lo so be gun rim ji rim ge an zu se ni san ge ge sa lo lo gu gu ya ri. So what we have mistakes, at the beginning, we have a fault and mistake that we disrespect to the master. We thought that perhaps I'm the greater and I am the nicer, I'm the good than the master. And then we may thought that, oh, he don't have such and such qualities, knowledge. So through that, our first mistake, disrespect to the master. We have to cleanse that. If you have a very good respect to the master, then there's no need to clean. What I talk is wrong. So from that, the second, then when we're thinking about the precious human life, then we've grown concerned about the precious human life. We use many times for this life. We don't use many time for the next life. We don't use many time for the Nirvana, we don't use many time and practice for the enlightenment. Therefore, we waste our time. That's our mistake. And then we always think that I will not die too. we plan next month, next year. The Kundamba said that the Therefore, we plan for next month, we plan for next year, and we think that we are not going to die. We think that we have that misconception of the permanent thought. Therefore, in that view of permanent thought, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that, then through that we try to fight against the enemy, we try to do care with attachment to our relatives, friends, and we don't care about those strange beings. So those, what we have the misconception of the permanent thoughts. Yes, we have such and such, and one after another mistakes, or the faults, and how we purify, how we cleanse those mistakes. And then the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that we have to depend, relying on the spiritual master. And he refers to the one other sutra. In that sutra, it said that the So here in that sutra, it said that the whatever we have to receive the knowledge, whatever the bodhisattva want to receive the knowledge, it depends on the guru. Even the six perfections, the ten grounds, and then passions, concentrations, and then clearance, and the pride, and so on, dedication, and the prayers. So all of those depends on the guru. The guru is the root, and then the guru is the source of those, all of our qualities and knowledge. The guru generated our qualities, our knowledge, the spiritual knowledge, and he increased our knowledge. Therefore, the guru is the source and the cause. Here it says many about the guru. The guru is the root. From the guru we receive the new knowledge. From the guru we can increase the knowledge. Therefore, we depend on the guru. So that word, what we call in the Tibetan, we call the Lama, which comes from the Sanskrit word, the guru. So when we express about the guru, what means the guru? The guru means someone who has the very valuable Dharma knowledge or the spiritual knowledge. That's what we call the spiritual master or the guru, and guru is the who is the more kindful persons for those students. I cannot express those many explanation about the guru or the spiritual master. After that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa refers again to the Padamba masters, the master Podowa. Master Podowa said that the someone who achieved the liberation, someone who wants the liberation, and then for that person, the very important is the guru, spiritual master, or the lama. An example that in this life, about the knowledge of this life, for example, knowledge of the science, the knowledge of the mathematics in this life, the knowledge of the how to plant the trees and so on, those knowledge depends on the master. So we can see that, but it depends on the master in this life. Someone who wants to learn the grammar and so on, it depends on one master. So in this life's knowledge, the knowledge of this life, it depends on the master. Then the Gishapotova said that, of course, we are very ignorant for the next rebirth. We are very ignorant for the nirvana, what are those causes, highest enlightenment. Therefore, of course, someone who won the liberation, someone who achieved the liberation, those persons should be rely on the masters. And it's very sad that he expressed that we just comes from the just come from the lower realm. It's true. It's an example that if there is a one person to someone traveling to the other country, some foreign people who never knows about the Indian big city like the Calcutta is a very big city too. If that person just drop from the airplane or the helicopter in the middle of the Calcutta city, then he will confuse where to go, where to eat, where to sleep. Who person should be his friends? He will confuse too. So like that example, we just arrived from the different realms like the Narak or the hell state, and the realms like the hungry ghosts or the previous states, and animal living beings. And then this time, we obtain the precious human life. When we remember that, then we should be very happy too. We should be very happy if we're thinking about that too. If the ordinary persons dress up, oh, today, now I will choose you to the Hollywood star too. I will choose you. Then how he become very happy too? It's like a dream. So like that example, what we obtain our precious human life, that we are very lucky we arrived here. Therefore, the great master says that the last previous karma and good positive karma, we obtain this precious human life. We just come from the different types of realms. True? So we don't know where to go. True? If there is no masters, then we will do all the life for this life only. True? Then we don't know next good rebirth, how to accumulate those positive karma, how to abandon those negative karma. We are ignorant upon that. And of course, nirvana and then the highest enlightenment, more difficult without the master. True? Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa expressed before he made some divisions or made some paths, he expressed that it's very important to rely on the masters. Then this one's on Shambhu Lama Chu Gyebo Tsongkhapa Pa Shinbu Ki Shinye Ten Tsung Ki Sa Shien Ma Ten Kong La Ya An Shinye Ten Kwa Pa Di Kye Chimbo Yimba Yimbe Kung An Tita Changba Yimba Re The great scholar Tsongkhapa made some pass. It's that what are those definitions of the guru or the masters? What are those qualities of the masters? And what are the qualities of those students? True. And then students, how they rely on that master? How they contact with that master? And then what are those the benefits of the someone who relying upon the masters? And in the other hand, what are the fault and mistake someone who don't depend on the master, someone who lost their faith or respect to the master, what they lost the advantage. And after that, the great scholar Tsongkhapa made the brief total or the conclusion of the guru devotions. Therefore, he's a very scholar, the great masters. First, he expressed about the qualities of the guru. So in this, the great scholar Tsongkhapa, when he expressed he composed this teaching of the great states of the path to enlightenment. After that, he leads his very lucky students, very fortunate students. He leads through these the great teachings. Once he told to the other masters, he said, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that in this occasion, in this time, I lead my students with the great stage of the path to enlightenment that benefits those students. He writes to all of his the Dharma friends or the Dharma masters. Therefore, His Holiness the Dalai Lama also in Dharamsala, he quite often taught these teachings, and you remember that your spiritual master, who was alive here before, in 2008, 2007, 2006, 2005, three, and so on. So he also led the students with this the teachings, and the great scholar Lama Tsongkhapa leads this teaching. This is very important, the teachings, in order to attain our highest enlightenment. At the beginning, we have to correct our mind, how we have missed it, how we have failed. It corrects our mind. Therefore, at the beginning, it said that the in the Lamrim teachings, it said that it's very quite easy to practice because it subdues our mind to. At the beginning, it said about the three types of persons and three scopes of teachings. Step after step, it make up us too. And then we should not boring that, last year, and then before I had listened to the Lamrim teachings, the greatness of the stage of the path of the teaching, and I still listen that we should not thought that, because when His Holiness taught these teachings in Dharamsala, and then he told that someone who read and listen the nine times who read, who listen, there are different realizations to understanding, there are different tastes to digest. Therefore, this is a very great teaching. It is a great teaching. Here it says that the Kibusim de Lamji Rimbertin and Sanje Yelam Teba Chimbu Tibet Devishin Shikamba, you know. So there are different types of the spiritual master, and then here the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that the spiritual master who has led those students from the initial level and then intermediate level, the common path of the intermediate teaching, and then the Mahayana teachings leads from step after steps. Therefore, in this time, the guru, what we call the Mahayana Mahayana teacher, the teachers of the great vehicles. So, in order to indicate, in order to show who is the teacher of the Mahayana teacher, we don't understand. So in order to let us know that the great scholar Tsongkhapa refers to the Sutra Alamkara, what we call the Dodigen in Tibet, then this one's a Kyamgol Lama Chu Yavazonga Bachimbo Ranigi, and then Dodigen la Yakung Cheni, and Tebo Chimbe Divishinila, and Singi Tende Sangu Res, Sumbara, Tia, Tebo Tian, Dodigen, Shinin to Washiwa Nishiwa Yundan Hobo Tinja Rundishu. Then you rub the Lama Gedin, say whether you draw upon Latin, she Shinin Chu Shuda Dembashila Rome Tang of her Sun Souls, then that's one's a, and then she Tebo Chimbe Divi, Shinin Singi Chu Sumbu Yimbari. Therefore, in Sutra of Alamkara, it says that the who is the spiritual masters of the great teachings or the great vehicles? Okay, may I speak in my broken English, okay? You should be understand and setting my broken language, okay? Yes, yeah, please. So it says there are the 10 the qualities of the spiritual masters. One quality, it's called that the spiritual master should be pacified, and should be a disciplined, pacified, close pacified, and who should be a moral qualities, and who has a effort or enthusiasm. Sometimes it explains effort, enthusiasm, hardship. These are the synonym, right? And then the rich with the old teachings, understanding the nature or the emptiness, and then skillful to talk the Dharma, and with a compassion, and never give up with a sage. These are the 10 the qualities of the or the 10 definitions of the guru or the spiritual masters. And then here the great scholar Tsongkhapa told that such a person like me, right? Great scholar Tsongkhapa taught such a person like me. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa taught a person like me, true. He said that in order to control others, in order to subdue others, disciple and the students, first you should be subdue your mind. You should be subdue your mind. You should be control your mind. After that, you can control the other's mind. You can control and subdue the other disciple, and then the other disciple become a good disciple, wonderful disciple. So how to control myself? Then great scholar Tsongkhapa said that one jida duwa shi guo shi no kang jun jun de duba chen ne to be yin den de da ba ri mi shuo ji na ge ge ji da ne ju la ye be mi ben be ge ge ten ba ji da tin de ju duwa shi guo de ten la ba ren bo shi sun de ne be duwa la so ba sun sun so therefore the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that not just the just name of the realization cannot subdue our minds. If just a knowledge can subdue our mind, then the external knowledge, the knowledge of the science in general, the knowledge of the grammar in general, the knowledge to how to plan the field, and they can subdue mind. True. So they cannot subdue their mind. So what can subdue our mind? Then it says that the the three higher trainings of the teachings. Those they need. The master should be need those higher training, three higher trainings. The higher trainings of the disciplines, Vinaya, the higher trainings of the concentration or the samadhi, the higher trainings of the wisdom. Those training, the master should be trained through these trainings. Otherwise, it's like the story of what happened just before. The king, there was the story like the elephant. The elephant, the big elephant, the elephant cannot control the mind when he runs in the jungle, right? When he arrived in the jungle, then he cannot control his mind like that. If we don't control ourselves, then it's very difficult to subdue other. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa advised to those who is the response of to teach the Dharma. So, who is the response of to teach the Dharma? First, subdue yourself, and then subdue others. Today, very happy, and then it's a nature of impermanent, right? Jigdensha wa chui nger ma chan, jigdensha chin li nyen nima, te dhugin dhugin mangdo son, ta sin lab se shonam milik sam. Still, it's an impermanent, too. One times go or go other, too. Tenda son zang, yang chi, penda shibe, sagadawa, the Shikyamuni's month. Only left the 6 days. After 6 days, and this year, the month of the Shakyamuni Buddha ends. It's the nature of the impermanent. So, it's the nature of the impermanent. Then we have to analyze ourselves. How I practiced in this month, where I was in this month, what I did in this month. Then calculate. Then the rest of this month, the few days, then it depends on you. If you want to more practice, then you can practice. If you think that, I just give up this year month, maybe I will practice in next, the month of the Buddha Shakyamuni, then wait for the next year, the month of the Shakyamuni Buddha, to practice the Dharma, which can multiply more. Nirisegyan miten sindu tsum, shangsum lang luense, jeme yenwe kere, tenda de la, jiyan miyongwe, zomba chuyu yunshi tenshi yangs. The Kundamba master, he advised to those who practice the Dharma, to someone who practice the Dharma, and at the beginning, very hardship practice, very enthusiasm, very effort, and after 3 days, just a normal person. Not like that. And then when we practice the Dharma, then like a river of the Ganges, like the river of the Colorado Mountains, comes from the high mountain, goes down, slowly it arrives the oceans. So like that, when we practice the Dharma, one very important thing is practice continue. You remember, and in Kananzo, and Tenwere, Giveshin, Tamba Kumanam Gia, and Chirsing, and the Tibu Chidice, and Tibu Machidice, Maresra, Nirin, and Chevores, Sungu Vanashin Re, and then Niman and your Kuntun, Nango. Therefore, your spiritual master also let you remember that when you very happy time, practice the Dharma. Then, not happy time, give up the Dharma. If there is a very big festival, then forget the Dharma, not like that. They advise to us. So we have to practice the Dharma, continue. In short, we have to practice the Dharma because why? One day, whoever we are, even I am a 16 years old boy, even I am a 35 years of the man, or the 60 years of the old man, whatever I am, one day I have to let this physical body, I have to let my whoever I have a partner, friends, I have to let those, whatever beautiful house I have, whatever very good sofa I have to let those. One day, I have to travel to other rebirth through the intermediate state. So, for the next rebirth, if I need a good rebirth, I have to practice positive karma. If I have to attend the Nirvana, I have to follow, as the great scholar Master Tsongkhapa said and expressed about those Four Noble Truths. And if attend the highest enlightenment, then first important, Shakyamuni Buddha generated the Bodhicitta mind. After that, he practiced even after even. And then he attained the enlightenment. Like that example of a biography, and we should also do like that. Therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that, therefore, the great scholar Tsongkhapa said that, oh, yogi, like me, I practice like that, and you, followers, students, should be practiced like that. So, as we are the follower of the Tsongkhapa, so we should be practiced like his advice. So today is 10 minutes. And this one is So dedications, as you have listened the Dharma, be dedicated, those listening, dedicated to may His Holiness the Red Lama and other spiritual master long life, and Dharma it remains very long, and all sentient beings may always be the happiness and peace, never starvations and all the suffering. In short, may all sentient beings purify all of those obscurations and attain the supreme enlightenment very quickly. So you recite the Kapsula Trimbuchen's quick written, please. Kapsula Trimbuchen quick written in English. And I will do mine in Tibetan. And then the spiritual master Geshe-la in English, O infinite Buddhas and Lords.
Thank you very much.